Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Danger Hour. Getting dangerous on a Wednesday night. Everybody look at this and look at that. You're all here. You're all queer. And you're ready for some radio talk. Radio-friendly land nonsense. What? I don't know. Who cares? I'm a little giddy. Had my pre-show shots. I had two of them, by the way. And you might call me a fag after this, after I tell you what I had. The same thing as last time, Jello shot times two. Jello shots. Still left over from my New Year's Eve gathering. And, you know, I got to put them to good use. So, don't judge me. I made those fucking things strong. I made them, you know, there's a lot of different recipes you find online. You know, they're all so fucking different from each other. One of them says to add like a half a cup of water. One of them says like a quarter cup of water. I don't know. I said, fuck the water. I made them 50-50. The hot water and the vodka. You don't put any cold water. That's what I did. And they're pretty strong. But that's neither here nor there. Anyways, I'm here by myself again. I'm here by myself. I'm talking to myself. That's chaos theory. I'm here by myself, and Leto is too busy frolicking in the snow. It's a winter wonderland where he is. Actually, he's back, and now he's sick as a dog. Oh, boy. Hey, man, you play hard. You, what was the other one? You work. No, it's not you work hard. He plays hard. You get hard. I don't know. Something like that. So, yeah. Here I am, drinking another whiskey on the rocks. I gotta tell you, this one's about four fingers of whiskey. You know, I got one of those little glasses, and when I hold it, all four of my fingers are pretty much covered up with whiskey. That's a tall glass, huh? Yeah, it's not a shot glass. I don't know what you call them, dude. Fucking A. I'm so dumb. I don't know shit. It's a small glass, dude, for drinkers. I don't know. It's classy. The classy drinker glass. Tumbler? Is that right? What am I even doing this fucking show? Don't even know how to speak for myself. Don't know how to speak. Christ. Anyways, I got my whiskey. My whiskey on the rocks. And I think I was too hard on myself. I just said hard on. Take a drink. Ding. Hold on. All right. And I got a beer back. That's right. A beer back. Sierra Nevada. Pale ale. Sierra Nevada is a fine company. If you can pick up one of their porters from BevMo. I've never been to Total Wine yet. I've heard good things about it, but I haven't been there. But they might have it. But I know BevMo has it. It's a fucking delicious porter. If you like porters, then you'll love the Sierra Nevada porter. It's fucking good. Anyways, the hell was I saying? Yeah. My whiskey. I think I was too hard on myself. I had a drink for that one. I'm just repeating myself. At Super Dick's house this like last weekend. He invited me over, and we were supposed to go see The Hobbit together. He's like a nerdy dude, but I appreciate that about him, and he wanted to go. I didn't really care to, but I said, hey, dude, I'll, you know, not like a pity thing. Like, I'd be happy to see it, but it wasn't really on the top of my list to go see it. But I said, yeah, I'll go, and, you know, we didn't want to go in last week, and then we're supposed to have plans for this last weekend, and he's like, yeah, you still want to go see the movie? I'm like, well, dick, I thought you wanted to see it. Oh, I'm going with some girls, so if you want to see it still, I'll see it twice. I'm like, nah. Why wouldn't you see it twice? Although I do feel a little important that he would see it with me also. But look at this guy, super dick with a girl at The Hobbit. She must be a nerdy chick. I like that. Anyways, so he asked me to come over anyway, so I went down there. And this guy is probably one of the best fucking hosts you'll ever have. I'm not kidding you. You mentioned coming over because I said I really wanted to watch the game. That was the Packers-Vikings game. I wanted to see that one, the playoff game. And he's like, come watch it over here. I'll buy you guys beer. You hear that shit? I'll buy you guys beer. Who fucking does that? Who does that? And, you know, I text him like, oh, you don't got to do that, man. I'm trying to cut back anyway. And as a joke, I'm like, yeah, if you want to get some Maker's Mark, I'm down for that. And so that was that. I go to his house. I'm the first one there. It's supposed to be me, Leto, Nature Boy, and Eddie Gears. But Eddie Gears flaked. But I'm there, and I get there, and we go up. He's got a cool fucking place, by the way, just to put it out there. If you any of you are tracking this, it's a cool place. So anyways, we go there and, you know, he goes, oh, you want a beer? I was like, ah, wait for the guys. And he goes, or do you want this? Pulls out a fucking brand new bottle of Maker's Mark. I couldn't believe that. This guy bought a brand new fucking bottle of Maker's Mark and 2 12-packs of Dos Equis. What a great fuck. Oh, and 3 pack bags of chips. What a great fucking host. Super Dick, if you're listening to this, I want to say thank you again because you're a cool dude. No matter what they say about you. Anyways, I thought it was funny that Super Dick, he pulls out the Maker's Mark and he's like, oh, you want some of this? I'm like, oh, dude, yeah, for sure. I'll take that first. And so I'm like, oh, do you have any ice? And he goes, I read up on this. You're not supposed to drink it with ice. You can't appreciate the full flavor. Now, Super Dick doesn't drink, okay? He's never drank in his life. So to be talked shit to by this dude, not really talked shit to, but just, you know, he mentioned that to me. I thought it was fucking hilarious. And so, you know, then I copped to it. I'm like, yeah, I get it, man. It's probably you read that shit off like a snobby website, or maybe like the people that make the shit. You cannot fully appreciate the taste of Maker's Mark if you cut it with anything. And I was like, yeah, but most people, they cut it with soda, juice, you know. Most people can't handle the straight fucking liquor. I go, it takes, you know, a different breed to appreciate it. And that's what I'm trying to get to. That's why I'm starting off slow, okay? Give me a break. When I first had beer, I didn't like it when I was a youngster. And then one day, someone brought some Coors Light. I know what you're thinking. That's shitty beer, but it's a good gateway drug. A buddy of mine, Rudy Poo, he brought some beer to a art gallery fucking thing for some young dude that we knew. Sounds kind of gay, but it was in Pomona and some, I don't know, whatever. He brought it, and everyone was drinking, and I felt like a dickhead because I was like the only one without a beer. So yeah, peer pressure. Not really. I'm like, yeah, let me have one of those. You want one? Because I only drank, you know, Cape Cods at the time. I was a new drinker. So I was like, yeah, give me one of those fucking things. So I drank it. I'm like, this isn't too bad. But that's the thing. You start off with that kind of beer. It's not too bad. And you ease your way into it. Next thing you know, I'm appreciating a fine porter. You know, an ale. That kind of stuff. A fucking arrogant bastard. Which is, if you can appreciate an arrogant bastard, then you're a beer drinker. If you can't, then you'll get there someday. Beer snob comment of the week. But anyways, so I tell him, yeah, I give him that whole fucking, the whole story there. Same analogy. So yeah, I'm trying to ease my way into this, you know, drinking straight fucking whiskey. And, you know, the rocks is going to start like that. But eventually I get to straight. Just give me some time. I'll get there. But then Nature Boy comes over and he offers him some whiskey. Oh, yeah, I'll take some of that. And what happens? He puts some ice in it. And I was like, wow, I don't feel so bad after all. Nature Boy isn't a straight. You know, I thought he was a straight drinker. Maybe he is sometimes, but this time he put ice in it. But my point is I didn't feel too bad about myself. Maybe I was too hard on myself. Anyways, speaking of dick, that's my favorite segue, by the way. I have to apologize to somebody because I left them out of one of the shows. Which show, do you ask? Well, the last show of the year. I had all my my celebrity deaths for the year, for 2012. And I forgot to mention Dick Clark. Yeah. Shame on me. You know Dick Clark, right? I think he was on the American Bandstand. What the fuck? Well, I don't know. It's before us. But, you know, most probably known recently for his New Year's Eve deal. And towards the end there, it got kind of brutal. Like, now it's time for the countdown. 10, 17. 4, 6, Happy New Year. Sorry, Dick. But anyways, he's dead. He was 82. And who else? You know who just died this week? I couldn't believe it. Do you know who Huell Hauser is? Huell Hauser. If you're a Californian, you probably know who this guy is. He's the dude that always went around California on this show called California's Gold on PBS, I believe. He just died of natural causes, 67. But he was that dude, hey, I'll tell you what, I'm here at In-N-Out, the first In-N-Out, and wow, look at all this stuff. He's that guy, you know. He sounds kind of retarded, but he start watching his show, and there's something about the dude, like, he entertains the shit out of you because he's so, like, genuinely fucking, like, innocent or just, interested and intrigued and enthusiastic. It's kind of It's kind of addictive just to watch him. So that's a shame. That was a good dude. He was a Marine. Who knew that? He was a big motherfucker too. Hey, look at this. I'm here at the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge. The old Hauser. Well, he's dead. I'm going to tell you something right now. I've been dealing with some thing this last week that's really fucking bothering me. I'm even kind of embarrassed to bring it up, but, you know, it's for the show purposes. So, hey, why not? I have this pimple. Now, I'm 29 years old. I thought my pimple days would have been long behind me. You know, as a kid with pimples, I know we've all been there. Some of us have been lucky. Like my cousin Peter. He has, I believe he has more Native American blood in him than me. If that makes any sense. Because I don't think they get too many pimples, the natives. So yeah, he always had a pretty much a clear face. I would be all right. I wasn't too bad, except I'd have like one annoying one every once in a while that would stand out. One big fucking thing. And so, you know, I was usually good though. But I did get them. But I thought, man, once I'm older, it's going to be great. I won't have to worry about this anymore. No more pimples when I'm in my 20s. But there was this one time in high school that I got this big motherfucker on the very tip of my nose. God damn, is it embarrassing, right? And so it's the weekend and I'm getting it. And it's like, oh, fuck. I'm getting a fucking zit. And there's no worse place to get a pimple than on the very tip of your nose. Rudolph, right? That whole deal. But so, you know, as a kid, a lot of times, I don't know, this might be gross, but I would pop them. Some people, oh, you do that, that's fucking... You know what? I knew some chick that liked to pop people's zits. Other people's zits. Now that I think about that. A cousin, Dominic, who? His girlfriend, like a long time ago. We went driving somewhere in his legendary Honda Civic. And she's like, oh, you got like a blackhead on your nose. Can I pop it? I was like, what? I thought that was the weirdest fucking thing ever. And then one day I saw her like just going to town on Dominic. Who? Dominic's who? Dominic's face. Who? Dominic's face. Face. Who? Just popping the shit out of his face. Dominic. Who? But anyway. That's not besides the point. Anyways, so I got this big fucking motherfucker, right? And it happened the weekend. And so my bright idea was to pop it. So it'd go away. Because once you get that white shit out of there, it heals. But my problem was it wasn't ready to be popped. So I'm squeezing this fucking thing. And it's just getting more inflamed and red. And it just got, you know, oh my God. It got big and fucking ugly. The whole tip of my nose got red. And you know what? Now that I think, now looking back, I don't know why I didn't just not go to school for that fucking week. My parents were pretty cool. And I was, you know, a fairly good student. Didn't miss too much school. I think they would have been okay with me not going. I think they would have understood. But I just went. I don't know. I went anyway. Maybe I thought that missing school because I wasn't sick just for a zit was kind of stupid. But God damn it. So anyways, I go to school on that Monday. And I'm feeling so fucking embarrassed. And I'm in this one science class. And I have, you know, some buddies in my class. We're all like in this first table. I'm the first dude right in front of the teacher. And we sit sideways, though, from the teacher. And so we can see the people in front of you. And they're looking right back at you. So you're facing each other. And, like, it's down. There's, like, what, 8 people on one side, 8 people on the other. So there's these 2 girls at the end of the table on the other side. These Mexican girls that would always talk. They'd always be talking in Spanish and laughing with each other. So I'm sitting there looking. I'm just feeling embarrassed as shit. And I don't want to be seen. And I don't want to be there. I'm thinking, how the fuck am I going to get through this day? And so at one point, I look towards those girls' direction, and one of them sees me, and then she goes to her friend, like, you know, does that bullshit where they put their hand over the ear and start whispering, and they're both, look back at me at the same time, start laughing their ass off, and I'm like, fuck. And I felt like I just shrank down to a fucking size of a quarter. I felt so tiny, dude, and ashamed of myself and embarrassed as fuck. Oh. The whole week. Oh, it was torture. Trying to avoid people. Oh, it's fucking mess, dude. But, you know, I guess your friends really don't fucking... The friends I had at the time weren't like the asshole, like jocks. They're like, hey, bro, what's up with your face? They were cool, dude. They didn't say shit, but I was still embarrassed as hell. But my point is, after that incident, when I first got that fucking thing on my nose, since then, every so often, it's happened a few times since high school, I'll get like a reoccurrence in the same fucking spot. Like another outbreak. Like it lies dormant for a while, and then all of a sudden, boop, I'll feel like a little bit of pain in the end of my nose. Like, oh, shit. And it's always like that subterranean stuff. It's called the one like below the skin, not like at the surface. So it gets even more like there's like more pain and more redness. Oh my God. Oh, dangerlings. I'm telling you, it's torture, dude. But I've been applying a bunch of fucking Clinique. It's like, oh, my wife has this cream for acne, and goddamn, does it work? But I've been fighting it off. It hasn't broke out yet. There's a little stuff there, but it hasn't come out yet. My wife goes, she's the worst too. You can't even see anything. You can't even tell. I'm like, shut up. You can tell. Ugh. 29 years old dealing with fucking pimple problems. I gotta tell you, I've been cutting back on beer. I mean, I got a fucking beer gut, dude. It's not attractive. I don't like it. The big giant fat ass. I gotta cut back. So right tonight, I mean, hey, I've been drinking. I'm on my non-beer, but whiskey drinking phase now. You ever see Uncle Buck? Yeah, I quit smoking. All right, quit smoking cigarettes. Oh, really? That's great. Yeah, I'm on a cigars now. That's how I feel. Quit drinking beer. I'm on whiskey now. I don't know. I figure it's you drink, what, less? Yeah, I might be completely fucking wrong, but it seems like drinking like 3 glasses of whiskey compared to like 12 beers would probably be better for you. I don't know. I'm just saying. But, yeah. But then, you know, once you start cutting back on beer, it seems like everyone's fucking having parties and shit and bringing beer. And there you go, some beer. Maybe you just don't realize it until you try to stop that you always do it. Oh, well. I'm going to tell you something. Today was not a very good day for me. I spent the day at the hospital. Oh, no, Danger. What is the problem? Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks for asking. But last night, I'm here in the studio, and I'm doing a few things. I forgot what it was. Probably a bunch of nonsense. But I thought my wife was out with the kids. I came in here for like 15, 20 minutes real quick. Wasn't in here all day. Every time I'm on the show, it seems like I'm always in my fucking studio. And I'm neglecting all my kids and shit. But yeah, I swear to God, I was only in here for a little while. And my kids are running around. Thought my wife was in the front. Then I hear just crying. Loud crying. And it's like, all right. I know it's my boy because I can tell it's him. And he's so fucking clumsy. He's always falling down. He's always falling, always bumping his head. And I bet he's semi-retarded now. He's hit his head so much. He's always hitting his head. So anyways, I hear that crying. And then my daughter runs into me. Daddy Jacob fell down. And, you know, and he keeps crying. And he goes into screaming, like hysterical crying. And I'm like, oh, shit. Now, I know what you're thinking now. Well, why didn't you run out there when he first started crying, you asshole? All right. I get it. But I counter you with this. I don't want to be one of those parents that totally babies their kid and turns into a little bitch. Okay, so go fuck yourself. If every time your kid falls down and you run over to them and pick them up, like, oh, are you okay? You're going to turn them soft and they're going to be little queers. All right, I'm telling you right now, if you have any kids, let them fall. Just fucking look at them. If you don't react, they won't cry. A lot of times they're looking at your face. Look at like, what is this guy going to do? And you go, oh, no. But if you go, it's all right, buddy, get up. They get right up. Okay? You try to tough them up. Okay? Oh, that's cruel. That's harsh. No, 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 no. It's called tough love. This world ain't going to pick you up every time. Why do we fall, Master Wayne? So we can learn to pick ourselves back up. Right? You get that. Anyways, I let him cry it out a little bit. Then when he gets hysterical, I'm like, oh, fuck. So I ran out there because it's like something's got to be bad. And he's laying on his belly with his arms straight out, you know, like Superman pose, but he's like straight on his fucking belly on the kitchen floor, which is hard. And so I go, oh, what's wrong, dude? And his arm, he's like, he's freaking out about his arm. If I touch his arm, he freaks out more. He's fucking screaming like a maniac if he touches his arm. And so I feel like a dick. I'm like a dickhead. I mean, hey, that was protocol. I was right. But I feel bad because, you know, you don't want to see a little kid, especially a little kid. You don't want to see them hurt. So he's freaking out and sit him on the couch. My wife gives him some ice. I'm like, where is it hurt? And put it on his, like, it's like his wrist area. And I'm like, fucking kid, he broke his wrist. That's it. It's over with. It's broken. If he moved his arm at all, he would kind of freak out. Like, ah! And it's like, shit, dude, if he's freaking out this much. But the one time he's happened before where he kind of hurt his wrist and he just babied the fuck out of it to where it was freaked us out. And then one time, like, or, you know, like 30 minutes, like an hour later, I'm like, all right, dude, I think you're faking it. And I grabbed his arm and I go, can you move this? And he freaked out and grabbed his arm, but I started moving his arm and he's like, oh yeah, it is okay. So he just overdid it the first time. So this time I'm like, okay, it might be the same. So I didn't rush him to the hospital. Okay, there's all kinds of backstories here, so don't assume anything, you dickheads. Why didn't you take him to the hospital right away if you thought he broke his arm? Just relax. Get off your high horse. So anyways, I was like, yeah, we'll give it the night. You know, in the morning, if he's fucked up, you know, we'll take him in. Put him to bed, you know, he's still kind of like nursing it. But I thought, you know, if he's falling asleep, you know, if he is kind of faking it, you know, or overdoing it, maybe he'll, in the morning, he'll just forget about it. So, in the middle of the night, we just wake up to him shrieking in pain. I was like, fuck, dude. That's it. It's done. So, I called him to work today. We take the kid to kindergarten, drop her off. And then we take him to the doctor right away. We're there all fucking day, dude. It took so long. And, you know, the doctor comes in and he's examining him and he's like, all right, I'll just take him in for x-rays and da 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 da. So we go to the x-ray and the whole time the kid's like, you know, holding his, I made him a little sling with a bandana, keeping his arm up, and he was cool. So we go to the x-ray people, super nice dudes, you know, they're putting him on the table like, all right, son, we got to turn your wrist this way. And he's like, kind of a little bit like hesitant, but going along with it, knowing, because we told him before, like, yeah, they're going to help you. So he knows they're not going to hurt him. He knows that they're there to help him. He thinks they're doctors. You know, he doesn't fucking know. Who cares? We get to the x-ray part and before they start doing stuff. And the guy goes, oh, so he fell, huh? And it was a little weird. Like, I don't think he meant it that way, but it made me feel like a little guilty a little bit, even though I didn't do anything. But like, you know, all those fucking movies when the people beat their kids and shit. Like, oh, he fell. So I'm thinking, these people think I'm fucking my kid. I don't know. It's a weird thought that I had, but it just seemed weird to me. I mean, I guess I'm a weirdo. As soon as the guy said, oh, so he fell, huh? I just felt like, what are you implying? I felt like a little guilty, even though I have no reason to be. I don't know. It was a weird thing. So anyways, they're laying him down. They're going to, you know, they need like one more. He's pretty good through the whole thing. Like I said, he needs one more shot. Where they turn his arm all the way and they see like the upper part of the arm facing up, and now that hurts him the most. You can tell he's like wincing really bad and he's uncomfortable, not liking it, not really having it. Kind of wants to be like, all right, get away from me, and I'm like, all right, it's okay, buddy. And so the dude's like, you know what, this guy risks his fuck. You only take so much radiation per year or something like that in your career as an X-ray tech. But this guy puts on the vest, goes over there and holds my kid's arm like the way it's supposed to be underneath that fucking little goddamn marking they have up there, and gets the last shot, and they're all done. They're like, wow, you know what? You were a great little kid. You're better than all the other kids we have. They all cry and they're all bad and screaming, but you're, you know, very calm. And he was a little trooper. He was. So they give him his little stickers and they send him on his way. So we're leaving. We're walking down the hall back to the room to wait for the doctor's analysis. And while we're walking, this fucking kid, it's like nothing happened to him. He's walking around, his arms are flailing, he's like touching shit, he's like holding his stickers, which he wasn't moving the arm that was affected, he wasn't moving it, not infected, affected, he wasn't moving it at all, and now he's like holding the stickers up over his head, like just fucking around, like, I look at my wife like, what the fuck just happened? What is this? He's like totally normal. And I go, hey, how's your arm? Does it hurt? No. I was like, what the shit? We get back to the room, and he's just like, you know, playing like normal, telling me that, Daddy, you're Hulk, I'm Iron Man. And he wants me, and he's holding his hands up like he's shooting me with those fucking pulsar rays, whatever the fuck it is, or pulsar. And I was like, what is he? And I grab his arm. I'm like, come here. Move his wrist. Does that hurt? No. Move his elbow. Does that hurt? No. It's like, what just happened? And then next thing you know, a little bit later, and me and my wife are like, oh my God, what? He's just totally fucking fine now. Was he faking it? Like he did last time? And it's like, no, because he woke. Why would he wake up freaking out and shrieking in pain? Why would he be freaking out the whole time? Like he was sitting down in the lobby and no one was touching him. No one was fucking anything. He had like an iPod. My wife's iPod was playing some games, keep him occupied with one hand, by the way. And he like moved his arm and like, And so like, it's like, all right, it's not, he's not faking it because he's just sitting by himself and he moves his arm as a natural reflex and it hurts. He can't be faking it. Doctor comes in. All right, well, the x-rays are clear. There's no breaks. There's no fractures. That's great. And he looks at the kid. I'm like, well, how come he's normal now? And he goes, you know what? It's what I thought then. I bet you he had a dislocated elbow. And I bet when the x-ray techs turned his arm to get some of those images, it went back into place. I was like, in my head, what? Wow. So I was like, he's like, all right, that's great. And he leaves. And here's the asshole part of me. The asshole part of me goes, this was all for nothing. He's not even hurt. What a waste. He's not even hurt. There's nothing wrong with him. And the other part of me goes, shut up, dickhead. Your kid is fine. It's like, I miss work. Probably won't get paid for it. I don't even know if I have the time off, the days off or whatever it is. I got to check into that. But that was my first thought. Like it was, and we sat there for like 5-6 hours. I don't know, probably like 5 hours the whole time. But then right away it's like, dude, shut the fuck up. Your kid is fine. You didn't have to go to work today. You know, you didn't get paid, but you don't have to go. You had some time with your family. I just started seeing the bright side of it. Like, all right, asshole, think positive. But that one split second, and I admit that I'm a dickhead. Who thinks like that? My kid's not hurt after all. What a fucking waste that is. I can laugh about it now because, well, I guess because I have to. Take a drink real quick. Mm-hmm. All right, next thing I got here is people are too uptight. You heard of Catherine Webb? I'm sure you have now. The girlfriend of the Alabama team. Some hotshot quarterback named A.J. McCarron. McCarron? Yeah, I guess you can't fuck that up. McCarron. And they showed her on TV during one of the games. I think it was like the big game. And the TV announcer is named Brent Musburger. He got into some shit over her, Catherine Webb, who, by the way, is Miss Alabama or some shit? Miss USA Alabama? I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't know. So they show her, and at first she looks pretty hot. She's one of these chicks that looks kind of hot, but also kind of like a dude. She's like, you know, I don't know. You can tell how she's hot. She's got like the, you know, the colored eyes and like the auburn hair and the light skin. So I think she's got like blue or green eyes, but she looks fucking hot. But there are times she makes these weird faces where she's like, you're kind of weird looking. But anyways, this old dude is like, wow, look at her. That's A.J. McCarron's girlfriend, everybody, right there in the stands. And wow, what a beautiful woman she is. And the other dude's like, wow, that's right. What a lucky guy he is. And so the dude's like, he goes, oh my God, she is such a good, look at that. All the quarterbacks get the good looking girls, huh? So you heard it here, folks. He goes, so if you're a youngster in Alabama, start getting the football out and throwing it around with pop. That's fine. What's so bad about that? Paying the girl a compliment, fine. You know, telling you guys out there, you young kids, hey, get off your ass. You know, if you play some sports, you get some hot pieces of ass. Hey, which is true for the most part if you're a hot shot. And they made him apologize for that. It's fucking goddamn world. Oh, that's offensive. You can't say that. So he apologized. And I'm not watching TV. I saw these on the internet. And this girl went on the, went on TV. I think that guy, Matt Lauer. She went on the show in the morning. And he interviewed her for a little bit. And she's like, there's no need to apologize. Because what he said really wasn't offensive. he said, like, we're beautiful and I'm, you know, gorgeous. But he didn't say, like, I'm sexy or, like, anything like that. So he didn't draw the line. You know, he didn't cross the line. So I think it's fine. There's no need for him to apologize. It's not necessary. That was her deal. So I'm like, ah, it's a classy chick. Oh, she added this. But, you know, oh, the guy goes, oh, so now that you have, you know, this fame. And I'm like, what? Because you went from 2,500 Twitter followers to 200,000. It's like, holy shit. In just like 2 days. Goes, what will you do with your newfound fame? And it just got me thinking, like, holy shit, dude. That's true. It's something stupid like that that can get someone famous. Like her. And this is how retarded this is, okay? This girl happens to be attractive. Happens to be on TV because she's the guy's girlfriend, the quarterback's girlfriend. And this guy happens to say, I guess, quotation mark, my bunny ears, what do you call it? A scandalous thing, or not even that, a controversial comment. Now she could be fucking famous as shit on TV and on TV shows and whatnot. Because of that. Because you would happen to put on TV and someone's talked about you. Isn't that funny to you? What about this other chick, the sweet brown? When it goes, I got up to get me a cold pop, and I thought somebody was barbecuing. And I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. That chick. She has her own TV show now. She's going to be on fucking TV. Making money. For what? For being on the fucking news. Saying some, although hilarious, just a retarded fucking statement. That's the world we live in today, folks. Anybody can become famous for any stupid nonsense. So, hey, any one of you out there, you can be out somewhere and see something and be on TV somehow and say something clever or just be hot and you're famous. So always go out there with your Sunday best, being well-groomed, because you might be the next big deal. Oh, man. It's funny, though, because that chick's like, but I'm not going to, you know, the fame, that's flattering, but, you know, I think the focus should be put more on the Alabama team because they're the real stars and this and that. Classy. All right, let's get into some Nazi shit. We all like the Nazi talk, I think. I was over at Barbara's house last weekend, I believe. Yeah. Friday was Super Dicks for me, and Saturday was Barbara's house. No, take it back. Friday was Barbara's house, Saturday was Super Dicks. That's right. So I'm at Barbara's house. It was a game night, not a gay night. I misunderstood myself. I showed up in my assless chaps, and I was a little embarrassed. Yeah, it was game night. It was like four couples, which you might look down your nose at this whole thing. Oh, really, James? You played board games? That's fucking stupid. But it's not. It's really fucking fun. You go with your, you're able to get your lady involved, you know, you go there, you're able to hang out with other couples, and most of it's just the fucking bullshitting, fucking around, and, you know, you play the board game, it's just a good time, you get to drink, it's fun as shit, snack on some tasty treats. Anyway, so we played a round of King's Cup, because my wife loves that shit, and that's a fucking fun game, dude, you know? You don't got to be a hardcore drinker, too. You can play. You can cut it. You can tone it down a bit. But it's a fun. I recommend you play that game. I would give you my best rule, because you can come up with rules. Like there's one where like the guy puts his thumb on the table and he doesn't say anything. You got to notice that he's doing it. And the last person to put their thumb on the table has to drink, that kind of thing. But you can make your own rules. But I'm not going to tell you what my rule is, because I got the best fucking rule of all time. Okay? And now I'm going to be cocky with this. Okay? I'm not a cocky guy, but In this circumstance, I am cocky, because this is the greatest fucking rule ever. But I won't say what it is. if you know me and you play with me, then you know what it is. But you got to play with me to get the rule. That's all. That's all I'm saying. You got to earn that shit. Anyway, so we played this. My whole point is we played this game. Actually, that's not the point. I have another point about the Nazis, but that's a side point. We played this game called Cards Against Humanity, and it's fucking awesome. Have you heard of apples to apples? You pretty much have a topic card. Let's say the topic is things to take to space, right? And people, you each have your own card. You have like a handful of cards in your hand. You got to put down what you think is the funniest one. Things to take to space, like, a diaper, that kind of shit. Like, oh, a diaper, that's funny because you take it to space. Yeah, stupid shit like that. But this game is way better because it's Cards Against Humanity and it's all like danger style. It's dirty as fuck. And so, for example, like, I don't know what the fuck one of the topics was. I don't know. Let's just go with the same. I'm not on my feet tonight. Let's go with the things that you take to space. You can put without like the card that says the blacks or blowjobs, shit like that. It's a great fucking game. It's fun, dude. It's super fun. Okay. And here's the great thing about it. You can buy it online at cardsagainsthumanity.com. I'm not getting no residuals from this. I'm not getting no check. I just think it's a great fucking game and that you would enjoy playing it. It's a great party game. It's cardsagainsthumanity.com. And you can buy the whole thing for $25. Or this is the great thing about it. They will allow you to download the PDF file of all the fucking game, all the cards. And all you do is take them to like Kinko's and print them on cardstock and get them. And you could probably cut them yourself. That's way cheaper. And you can fucking print the game out. And I think it winds up costing, I think Barbara told me because he printed it out himself, I think like $10 to $15. And you got this game and it's, you know, they're thick fucking cards. And it's awesome. You know, if you print the game out yourself and get it printed, they don't get any fucking money. This website, Cards Against Humanity, they only get money if you buy the game from them, which they're sold out of, but because it's a great fucking game. But I thought that was awesome. Like, look at that, give him back. I fancy that. yeah, it's called a party game for horrible people. It's awesome. Anyways, this is the whole point now. The Nazi thing. When we were there. We were in the kitchen about to get some beers. Bobber made some tacos, which were fucking awesome. And people were talking about something about an army. I don't know. And some guy's like, you know that Costa Rica is the only island or the only country without an army? And then Bobber chimes in, no, that's not true. Maybe it was his friend Jeff, who's also a badass motherfucker. He's like, no, Germany doesn't have an army. And I was like, what? And yeah, I'm uneducated. Like I said, I'm borderline retarded at times. I didn't know that. I didn't know that was a. I don't know if it's common information. Maybe if you don't know, I don't know. Maybe you know it or maybe you don't. I don't know. But apparently, Germany, the Nazis, because of the World War II, they cannot have an army anymore. It's a rule. And I was like, huh. And I said, I don't know. I understand why, but don't you think it's kind of fucked up that a country isn't allowed to defend themselves if they need to? And Bobbert's like, dude, they killed millions of people. Fuck you. No. Yeah, that's it. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, he's like, once you start killing millions of people and trying to take over the world, you fucking lose that privilege. I never knew that. That's news to me. I never knew Germany was never allowed to have an army again. That's interesting to me. That's it. That's all I got to say about it. I never knew that. I don't know. I don't know if you knew it. If I'm retarded, let me know. If you knew that, then probably like a regular smart dude. But if not, let me know so I don't feel like an idiot. I'm curious if it's common knowledge or not. Anyway, speaking of Nazis, my cousin Nigga Nat came over. She's been on the show before a while back. She's a young girl, works close by. So she came by to bring the kids their Christmas gifts because we haven't seen them since then. But anyways. Comes over, gives them the presents, nice gesture, all that stuff. She stayed for dinner. Good little visit. So I'm walking her out. It's nighttime. And because she was talking about, because she goes to Cal Poly. And we were talking for a while and about some girls got raped at the campus. Like, what the fuck? Who was getting raped at school? Like, she's like, yeah, someone ran into a bathroom that a girl went into and locked the door and just fucking raped her. I was like, wow, I can't believe that shit. Anyways, so as she's walking, I'm like, yeah, let me walk into your car so you don't get raped. So I'm staying. There's a little bit of like a slantiness to our driveway. Actually, a lot of slantiness. It's a big slantiness. So I'm standing up like on the hill and she's walking down. And she's going towards the street. And when she gets into, like towards her car, she turns back and looks at the next door neighbor's house. And she says, I'm not kidding you, dude. She says it loud as fuck. Like an idiot. Nigga Natty, you dumbass. She goes, hey, does that Nazi guy still live there? Practically shouts it. And it's nighttime. and it's quiet as shit, you know? And it's about, 8:30, 9 o'clock, whatever time it was. And, you know, it's a quiet area. And so it's like, God damn it. And I'm like, shh, shut up. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. Gets in her car. Oh. I was like, great. If he heard that, then the jig is up. The Nazi neighbor is probably planning his revenge as we speak. Creating a fucking, he's got his, probably got a map on the wall, plotting out his, the weakness points of this place that we live. Trying to find the weakest spots so we can attack them. That's it. We're done for. The Nazis are coming in. All thanks to Nick and Ed. Here's to you, Nick and Ed, in my downfall. Cheers. All right. Let's get to football. I've been really into football this year. I got into it like a couple years ago, but I've been really getting into it. I've always liked it. But now that I'm, I guess now that I'm older, I really appreciate it more. Wasn't really a sports guy, but I'm liking it now. I like it a lot, actually. Hopefully, Monkey Boy is gonna come over and I really want to see this 49er game coming up. I'm looking forward to that shit a lot. Niners versus the Packers. I'm hoping the Niners go for it, to be honest with you. Oh, but James, you're a Raider fan. Yeah, so what? If you like the Raiders, you can't like the 49ers. You know what I say about that? I'm a Raider fan because, like I said before, it's because as a child, my father was a Raider. I mean, he still is, but he was a Raider fan, and he had season tickets, and I'd go to the games with him. So, I mean, it was written into my fucking blood, dude. What do you want from me? As a kid, you know, I'd say most of the shit in your fucking life all resorts back to your childhood. So if something good happened, especially with your father, you know, if you shared something with your father, as a boy anyway, then I think it's more important to you as an adult. It holds a place in your heart. And if you disagree, you can go fuck yourself. No, I think you'd agree with me. So yeah, there's that whole thing. So I tell people that, like, oh, and people ask me, hey bro, what's your team? You might hate me for this, but the Raiders. Oh fuck, man, you're one of those. And I tell him, yeah, but, you know, it's because my dad had tickets and he would take me to the games. So that's what I remember as a kid. Oh, that's cool, bro. And then they totally fucking respect it and they totally understand it. I think it's a universal thing among men. Like, oh, okay, that's cool. You and your dad, that's fucking awesome. I accept everything now. I won't talk any more shit. That's the way it goes. So why do I keep defending myself for a Raider fan? Even though they've done shitty this year. Yeah, they did fucking bad. Anyways, the reason I'm going for the Niners is because as a kid also, my dad would watch the games, and I used to be fascinated with the whole Jerry Rice, Joe Montana fucking combination. You know? That was the team back then. As a team, I mean the quarterback receiver team. That was the one to watch. Right? I mean, I can't really remember exactly, but just going from what you've heard as fucking growing up, Montana is one of the greatest of all time. Rice, the same deal. But I did remember watching them, and it was exciting. Jerry Rice would, you know, Montana would make those fucking throws and Rice would catch them. And it was like, fucking hey, dude. That's awesome. So yeah, there's a little place in my heart also for the Niners. No other team probably has that towards me except the Raiders and the Niners, to be honest with you. No other team I give a shit about too much. There's teams I like watching. Like, for example, I'm probably going to be going for, let's see, who the fuck is playing? I'm bad at it. I'm still learning. Give me a break. I know, shout out to Fabian. Going for the Patriots, but I got to tell you, I want to see the Patriots lose. I don't know what it is. Maybe because they always win. I want them to lose. I know Brady's a good fucking dude, good quarterback and all that, but there's just something that rubs me the wrong. Oh, you know what it was? Maybe it was because of that one year they fucking robbed the Raiders. Remember that? There was like a bullshit call. Was it Super Bowl even? I forget what it was, to be honest. I'm not that good of a fan, but the Patriots fucked the Raiders somehow. Maybe that's what it is. It's in my subconscious. All right, here we go. The Ravens and Broncos. I don't fucking know who I want to win that one. Ray Lewis is going out. I think I want to see him take it. But you know what? I don't even know if he has any rings, to be honest. I'm not that good of a fan. Just watching this season, I don't fucking know. But then Peyton Manning, you know? First year on the Broncos, he's gone this far with that. I kind of want to see. You know what? The Broncos, I would have said, fuck you, Broncos. Especially with the Tebow on it. But with Manning, I'm going to be more lenient. I'm going to say, okay, I don't care. I don't care who wins that game, to be honest. I'll enjoy watching it, though. Then we got the Texans and Patriots. I don't like the Texans, really. It's just something I don't care about. So I'll go for the Patriots on that one. Shout out to Fabian. I'm going for you, asshole. Appreciate that. You know, on the the Texans, there's a dude that I went to. No, I didn't go to high school with him, but he went to my rival school. He went to Los Altos. Named Sean Cody. I believe he's a starting defensive lineman, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, he's on that fucking team. But you know what? Yeah, because of that, because of him being on a... Wait, should I be like, oh, he's from my hometown? So I'll go for the Texans. Nah, I'll probably say, because you're on my rival team, go fuck yourself. Lose, Texans. Anyways, so, shit. Between the Ravens and Broncos, I don't fucking care. Either one I'll accept. But maybe I'm thinking the Broncos will win because Manning's probably a better quarterback than Flacco. Patriots in the next one. Then there's the Packers and the Niners, which is probably going to be a good game. I like watching the Packers also. Don't get me wrong. But when it comes to the two of them, I'm going for the Niners all the way. And then there's the Seahawks and the Falcons. You know, I don't really fucking care. I don't care. Fuck that. I don't care. What was the other one? Oh, I don't care. Patriots. Niners, and I don't care. Those are my picks. So there you go. But I want to tell you something. Oh, I just recently found out that Beyonce is going to be the Super Bowl halftime show. Can you fucking believe this? When you think of manly sports like football, do you think of Beyonce? I know what it is. They're appealing to the female fans or the female demographic. Is that right?
Let's get the female demographic by putting the Beyonce in the halftime show. She'll gather all the women to watch, and that'll be that.
But you know what? I don't think that fucking matters. All the guys watch Super Bowl, dude. All the guys are watching Super Bowl. Even if you're not a fucking fan, I'm sure you're going to watch it. The whole thing is great entertainment. First of all, the commercials. You know, they have great commercials in that time. That's one time to watch fucking commercials during Super Bowl. And it's the fucking Super Bowl. You always watch it, right? And because the men are watching it, there's going to be Super Bowl parties. The women will be there cooking and shit. Making the men their drinks or fetching the men their beers. I'm fucking around. I think the women are already involved. I think women like, because the men do it, they like being like a part of it. So fucking NFL, you don't got to do this shit. You don't got to put on Beyonce. Do I look like Beyonce? You don't got to do that. Stop it. Or is it maybe, the men want to look at Beyonce dancing around. I don't think so, man. I think Beyonce is at the point where no one fucking cares about her. She's got a baby. You know? Not to mention she's black. No, I'm just being a dickhead. I don't think dudes care. No one cares about that. Why don't you put a real halftime show together? You know, I might be biased because I'm a huge fan. But what's up with the Foo Fighters? Yeah, the Foo Fighters over here. Get the fucking Fighters of Foo on the goddamn show. Classic American rock band. You get it? There's nothing more American than the Foo Fighters when it comes to music. Okay? Nothing more. Put them on. And I'll tell you what, everybody will dig them. The older guys will like them. My dad likes fucking Foo Fighters. He's 52. He'll love it. You know, the younger, like my demographic, my age bracket, they'll love it. And the young kids, I think, will appreciate it. If they're watching, who fucking cares about them? But across the board, I think they'll dig it. And then, you know, the girls gotta like it too. Why not? Girls like Foo Fighters, I believe. So, come on. Beyonce. What was the other one last time? Black Eyed Peas. Ugh. Ugh. Whatever. One more thing, fucking RG3. RG3 got a cool name, right? That black dude from the Redskins. The Washington Blackskins, like I talked about in the last show. Oh man. How offensive is that name? But RG3 had a knee condition. Something's wrong with his knee. Has a big knee brace on, running around. First quarter scores 2 touchdowns really fast. Like, look at this guy. He's fucking knocking it out. And then what happens to him? I think, at the end of the game, I believe, the fourth quarter. Actually, the third quarter, he's limping around. hopping along. I think after the first two touchdowns, they should have put the backup in. Let this guy fucking recuperate for a while, huh? Let him get rested up. They had that dude fucking the workhorse in that game. He's jumping around like an asshole, hopping along. You feel bad for that dude. You know, he's a rookie. Give him a break. But no, fourth quarter, his knee fucking blows out. It blows out to the point where he drops the fucking ball and just hits the floor. Doesn't even fucking care about the ball. It's rolling around. He doesn't even give a shit. He's too much focused on his pain. Guess what? He's done. His knee is gone. He needs surgery. Apparently going to take a whole season to recover. I mean, he can't even play next season. If he's smart. You believe that shit? This dude fucking, it's kind of hard. Even though I don't care about the team, on a human level, that's just fucked up. The dude has all his career in front of him, and now look at this. His first year impressed a lot of people, and then look what happens at the end. God damn it. You know what? I'm going to take a toast in honor, even though I don't give a fuck about him or the team, just because I'm a fellow human, and I feel bad for the dude. I'm gonna have a drink in his honor. Look at that, I'm a good dude after all, huh? Hope you come back strong, man. It's gonna be good for the game. All right. And now, I'm gonna do something I have never done on the show before. I'm gonna get a little bit gay. Well, I've done that before, but this little segment I have here. Not really a segment, just what I'm gonna tell you next. Like I talked about football right now, and the big game's coming up. This weekend is a big fucking deal. A lot of good games. The weekend after that is going to be the playoffs, or the championship game, where the fuck it is. See who goes to the Super Bowl next weekend. But is that right? Yeah. Next weekend's going to be who goes to the Super Bowl. So we got 2 weekends coming up, and then the big game, of course. I think 2 weeks after that, I believe, is how it usually works. And so, a lot of parties, a lot of get-togethers, a lot of, football parties, that kind of deal. So here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give you a recipe. I'm going to give you a recipe for a dangerously delicious dish, okay? I don't tell you how to make it right now. Okay, this is not health food. I'm kind of on a health kick recently. I'm trying to get my act together, cut back on the beer, and try to eat better food. But this one's for the weekend, when you want to drink and have a good time. And fuck your whole diet. So, here we go. This is not healthy, but it's fucking awesome. And everyone, I've always made this. Everyone that's ever had it loves it. I'm not embellishing. It's true. It always goes fast. I'm not fucking around. It's beautiful. I learned this recipe from, I don't know where she learned it from, but from Nelly Boy, who's been on the show, the chick. But I kind of like altered the recipe a little bit. To my own taste. Here we go. You start with a 2-quart casserole dish. I was going to read this whole thing like in a gay voice, but I thought it might get a little too old because I think it's a lot to talk about. First, you start with a 2-quart casserole dish, but you wanted to have a clean dish because clean is always best. So a 2-quart casserole dish, if you don't know what that is, then ask some chick or look it up. Usually, like, they're rectangular in size. It's like a glass. The glass things you put in the fucking oven, that whole deal. I don't know. My wife has them, so that's what I use. 2-quart. So, you get 2 cans of Rosarita refried beans. Preferably, spicy jalapeno. That's right. Spicy jalapeno. 2 cans. Rosarita refried beans. Smaller ones. You put them both in there. And I used to use one, but it's a fucking bean dip, dude. It needs, the 2 cans give it the more hearty, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. It just gives it more beans, more dipping. That's all. Goes a little farther. It's not too thin. So you put 2 of those cans in there. And while you're putting these in, you gotta, you pour the fucking cans in there of beans. And then use this. My wife has like this baking type fucking spatula deal. And I just flatten it out. And I make it like a smooth layer evenly across the bottom. And the spicy jalapeno are preferable, but you can use whatever you want. I usually go with the Rosarita. I haven't tried the other brands, to be honest with you. I don't know if they're good or not. But The other day I used, they're all out of the spicy jalapeno at the store. Like they were cleaned out because of like some game that was on. So all they had was like traditional beans. So I was like, ah, whatever. Or it was actually like low fat beans, to be honest. And I was like, ah, this might taste bad. Because usually no fat stuff tastes kind of weird, but it was still good. But I would prefer the spicy jalapenos. So then after you're done smearing that fucking layer on the bottom of the casserole dish, you grab some, you got to grab 6 avocados. Because I make my own guacamole. I make it myself. You can go the bitch way and get those, what do you call them? Holy guacamole. Those packages have already made. But I make it myself and it's way cheaper. You want me to go into that? I'll go into that if you fucking care. So you cut the avocados. Oh, do you know how to pick a good avocado? You know what a perfect one is? You get it, you squeeze a little bit. If it's sweet, if it's real easy to squeeze, you don't want that one. It's going to be a real smushy, probably have like black spots in it and all that shit. You don't want that. You also don't want the avocados that are too fucking hard. When you squeeze, nothing's happening. You want the ones that when you squeeze, it gives way a little bit, but it's not like mushy. Okay? So you want those. You don't got to get the huge ones. You can get 6 of the regular size ones because they've got the large ones, but you don't have to get those. You don't have to go organic. It's like, you know, $1 up, $2 a fucking pop. It's ridiculous. Who cares? Eat the pesticides and have a good time. So, you want them a little firm, but still, you know, they give a little bit when you squeeze them. That's when you know they're good. Or if you're going to make it in a few days, get the hard ones, and they should be ripe by then. Or maybe a little bit giveaway. I'm just talking too much now. So then, you cut the avocados in half. I usually do it. Take the seed out. Then you chop them in half again, and if they're good and ripe, they will separate from the skin. Don't get the thin skin fucking avocados. Get the thicker ones. Like they're kind of like black. Those are the better ones. The skin peels right off. It's way fucking easier, and you won't have a heart attack. So you know, the skin will peel right off. You throw it to a fucking bowl, chop it up a little bit. You can add some. You can add salsa to it, but because you're gonna add salsa later to this fucking recipe, I don't do it. I just add like tapatio, a little bit of salt. Because there's already salt in everything else, so you don't want to put too much fucking salt. You mix it around a bit. I think you even put garlic, not garlic salt, garlic fucking, you know, garlic powder. That's what I do. I put onion powder and garlic powder. Don't put too much salt, though. I'm telling you. Salt overload. And you mix it around. You mix it around, then you put the, you know, yeah, add as much tapatio you want for your taste. You see, then you put that layer on top of the beans. Again, spread it evenly. Nice. And you can't put too much guacamole, in my opinion. You can't put too much. I love that shit. The other stuff I'm going to get to, you can put too much and you might ruin it. But the beans, that's fine. The tube cans, that's great. It's a bean dip, by the way, so it's in the fucking title. You want more beans than anything else. Then you put the guac, as much as you want, actually. The next one is a 16-ounce tub of sour cream. I get the 100% Knudsen sour cream. That's the better brand, I believe. I don't put the whole tub in there. Open the tub, and I put a little, like, glob. You know, like, probably 10 of them throughout the whole fucking the whole dish. That's easy to spread that way. Spread it around. I don't use the whole fucking thing because it's kind of like too much sour cream. So use, like, 3/4 of it, maybe. Then, salsa. I get a rojos. I get the hot one. It's spelled Rojos, okay? You can find it like in Albertsons if they're still around because they closed a lot of those fucking things down. Vons. You can find that there. Rojos. Salsa. It's good. It's chunky. It's actually a good salsa, to be honest with you. It's not fucking tomato-y and shit. It's got the chunks of tomatoes anyway, but it's got the onions, it's got the peppers, all that shit. It's good. I get the hot one. You want to taste that, you know? You want to get a little kick. It's not too hot, though. When you mix all the shit together. So, again, don't use the whole tub. 16 ounce. I spread it evenly. But you don't put too much because it can overwhelm the whole thing. Next up is a 4-blend Mexican cheese, shredded cheese pack. I get the thinly shredded one, not the real thick fucking fat shredding ones, you know? I get the thin one and I, you know, grab a handful and just do this weird hand thing where it just starts sprinkling out of your fucking fingers. Cover the whole thing to where you can't see anything but cheese. That's what I do. And then at the end, you chop up some green onions. You get some green onions, you chop them up, you know, chop them up real fine. Sprinkle those on top, and there you go. I go with 6 layers, but you can go with as many layers as you want. You can get fancy if you want. You can add fucking chopped up mushrooms and chopped up olives. You can chop up some chicken on there. But it's too much. It's too much money, too much time. This 6 layer, in my opinion, is a good fucking combination. Everybody loves it. And the chips I get, I always get the same ones. They're called, what are they called? Santitas. And they're always $2 a bag. Now, I'm telling you, if you follow this recipe, you will enjoy this. You will enjoy the shit out of this. You will impress everybody. And it's a great, great, great fucking football snack. I don't know. Slap that shit on some plates. Have it your own personally. You can just dip it right out of the fucking... If you're a germ freak, don't dip it out of the dish. Take some shit out of there. But it's fucking awesome. There you go. And that has been a dangerously delicious dish. Okay. Like I said, there should be some good games this weekend. Make some of that dip. Have a good time and let me know how it turned out. Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next thing. I think it's the final thing I got here. It's the Razzies. You know what that is? Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's pretty much like the Academy Awards for shitty movies. Yeah, they give you the worst actors, the worst actresses, and like the worst movies of the whole year. So let's get into this. So here we go with the worst actress category. Katherine Heigl, one for the money. I don't even know what that is. One for the money? Katherine Heigl, one for the money. Hold on, I'm just clicking on one for the money. Doing this over the internet. Give me a break. Okay. Unemployed and newly divorced Stephanie Plum lands a job at her cousin's bail bond business, where her first assignment puts her on the trail of a wanted local cop from her romantic past. Oh, great. Ugh. It's a romantic comedy. All right, next up is... Mia Jovovich for Resident Evil 5 Retribution. How many of these fucking movies are they going to make? You know, I've never seen one of those movies. They all seem pretty fucking retarded to me. I don't know. I don't care. Tyler Perry. It says in drag. Madea's Witless Protection. You know what? I've never seen one of those movies either. I don't fucking care to. I don't want to. It seems pretty dumb. Maybe it's only for blacks. I don't know. Kristen Stewart. Nah, now we're talking. Snow White and the Huntsman and the Twilight series, Breaking Dawn number 2. You know what? I didn't think she was that bad in the Snow White and the Huntsman movie. I thought that was an all right movie. I think they crossed the line on this one. The mess of the case too. But I haven't even seen the Twilight part 2 yet. Yet. But I believe it. Based on the rest of her movies, yeah. Barbara Streisand and The Guilt Trip. I don't even know what The Guilt Trip is. Hold on. The Guilt Trip. All right. Oh, here we go. Oh, Seth Rogen. Oh, I've heard about this. I don't care. All right. Let's go to actors. Let's see here. Nicolas Cage. Yeah. Ghost Rider 2, Spirit of Vengeance. And Seeking Justice. I don't know what that is. But Nicolas Cage, I think it's no surprise. This guy has been taking every role that he's given him, right? Because he's like bankrupt or some shit, or he's in, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with this guy. Nicolas Cage. I thought he was good before. Until Nature Boy showed me that video of him at the Wicker Man. Not the bees! Okay, Eddie Murphy, 1,000 words. 1,000 words. I think he has like 1,000 words and then he dies. I don't know. Eddie Murphy really took a shit, huh? Eddie Murphy was, in the 80s, he was a bad motherfucker. Then he fell off for a while, I believe, and then came back with The Nutty Professor. Then was right back on the map. Huge comeback. Then he just died out again. I don't know. Oh, the Shrek thing. That helped him out a bit. But yeah, he's been, I don't know, and it's a shame. He's kind of an iconic dude from the 80s, but no one cares about him anymore. Robert Pattinson, Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn number 2. Yeah? Still haven't seen it, so I'll get back to you on that. Tyler Perry again, not in drag. Alex Cross and Tyler Perry's good deeds. I don't know. Do people really watch these fucking movies? He makes this many goddamn Tyler Perry movies? Are they that good? Oh, and then the worst one. In my opinion, I'm going to give this award to this motherfucker, Adam Sandler. Over Tyler Perry and Robert. I haven't even seen all the movies on this list, but I'm going to say Adam Sandler takes it because he's annoying as shit recently. God damn, that guy's a fucking horrible. Ugh. Adam fucking Sandler. In that preview that I saw for that fucking movie, it's got that stupid voice he makes and the goddamn dumb outfit on. And who told me? I think it was Leto. It might have been Leto. That Adam Sandler is just like the same fucking dude in every movie. A successful guy with a hot girl. And struggles in the movie and then becomes, and then I learned a lesson. But you know this guy's, you gotta know this guy's making these movies just to be with these hot chicks and just to fuck around with them. Like, I just looked for, I talked to Super Dick recently because I told him about how he super dicked me over Jessica Biel. He's like, oh no, man, you gotta watch this and this and that and you gotta see her. And so I looked up, I never seen Chuck and Larry. I never seen that movie because of Adam Sandler. I don't care to watch it. But I watched the YouTube clip of that scene where she's in her bra and panties. God damn, is she fucking gorgeous. But Adam Sandler starts grabbing her tits for a while. Pushing them up and down and flopping them around and squeezing. And then that's when I realized this motherfucker is just doing this just to grab on these, kissing these hot chicks. That's it. What a fucking genius. Oh, man. Can you imagine making movies so you can cast Jessica Biel to be your love's interest or Kate Beckinsale? Or who else is even... every movie he's on, isn't there like a hot chick? What about that one where he was the Zoltan, or the fuck it was? Wasn't there a hot chick on that one too? Every movie he's in is a hot chick in it. What about Happy Gilmore? That chick was kind of hot back then. Billy Madison, was she hot? I don't remember. That's what he's doing. I'm on to him. What a scumbag. Oh yeah, wasn't he in a movie with Selma Hayek also? This guy's a fucking dickhead. All right, worst picture. Battleship, I never saw it. Oogie Loves in the Big Balloon Adventure. What? Oogie Loves in the Big Balloon Adventure. Hold on a second. What the fuck is that? Oogie Loves. All right, hold on. Hold on. Give me a second. What is this shit? The Oogie Loves. Gooby, Zuzi, and Toofy. Oh, I'm out. Oh, what? Oh. Set out to find 5 magical balloons that will make their good friend Schloofy surprise birthday party extra special? What is this shit? Ugh. Fuck yourself, Oogie Love. All right, that's my boy once again. Adam Sandler, go fuck yourself. 1,000 Words, still haven't seen that. And Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2, yeah. Wow, I haven't seen any of these fucking movies. I guess I only watch good movies. That's what I can take away from this. Or I don't watch exceptionally bad ones. That's all I'm taking away. All right. That was a waste, but now you know my take on that. And here we go. Let's close this shit out, huh? Here we go with I Fancy That. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's I Fancy That.
Fancy.
That's right. I fancy that. And I guess what I fancy this time? I fancy a great parking spot. Now, if you're a real man, you will appreciate what I'm talking about. You know, if you're driving with your family, especially your woman, I don't know why. I don't know why it matters. You know, you're driving, you go to a bullshit store like Walmart. Ugh. But like I said, I'm poor, so they got the good prices. So, you know. Whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to call me, call me. As long as you call me. So, you go to Walmart. You know, Walmart has some shitty parking lot. It has a really bad parking lot in my area. It's got a bunch of handicapped spots that are not necessary because there's only like two or three cars in those handicap spots at one time where it's like, really, you got all these fucking spots? Anyways, so there's this one area. It's like right in the front. And, you know, I circle it a couple times. And then I come back and someone happens to be leaving and I happen to get it. And it's a small victory, dude. That's all I'm saying to you. Especially right in the front, no matter where you are. Movie theater, the mall, sometimes that's both. A restaurant, a grocery store, a good parking spot. Dude, I fancy the fuck out of that. But somehow it seems like a bigger victory if you got a woman with you. Like, you're like, you see what they had, baby? You stick with me, you get good parking spots all the time. I don't know. You know this about me if you've been listening for a while. I even park in those expectant mother parking spots because you know what? Fuck them. Yeah, fuck them. Expectant mothers. That's bullshit. I'm going to have a baby sometime, you know? Maybe I'm 3 months pregnant. I'm pregnant. I'm going to park here. Go fuck yourself. It should say, you know, over 8 month expectant mother parking. Then I would be happy with that. You know, you're a big fucking fat ass woman. You're all bloated and shit. You gotta go to the store. Fine. Yeah. Okay. But not if you're below that. What's the point? Go walk your fat ass out. You know, walking does good for you. Good for you and the baby. Right? I don't know. Is that true? So my fancy is a good parking spot. Right up there in the front. So especially if you just get there and it's right there in the front, if it's already open, or if you're just getting there and you see someone backing out, it's like, fuck yeah. It's stupid and petty, but there's a little, for a man, it's a small victory. That's right. And small victories, I fancy that. All right, and now it's time for the dark side of life. It's time for the fuck you moment. And here we go. Fuck you! All right. And this is the end. When I say fuck you to somebody or something. But I'm going to tell you right now, I went into a bathroom, a public bathroom a while back. And I'm going to take a piss, right? But the toilet seat's down. So I got to lift it with my foot because I won't lift it with my hand because that's gross. So I get my shoe. I'm about to lift it up. And I notice that someone tagged up the toilet seat. Now, I'm not talking a little bit. I'm talking the whole toilet seat is completely tagged up. Somebody got a knife and tagged up this toilet seat. Now, I'm just thinking about this gang member who's, you're sitting there in a public bathroom with a knife and you're carving your name into the toilet seat. That's just so fucking stupid to me. It's so funny that I want to say fuck you to it because it's so pathetic, but I also want to say go fuck yourself. Fuck you. Why do you gotta, really, you gotta carve up a toilet seat? That's what it's come to? And I'd imagine, I don't know if you're that good, I'd imagine you gotta kind of hold on to it for leverage a little bit, right? You gotta hold on to the toilet seat for a little bit. Carve your name in there. I'd imagine just holding the blade up without touching the seat is going to be a little bit hard. Maybe you can do it. I don't know. I never carved anything into a toilet seat, so I can't tell you. But I mean, I would just the imagery in my head of this hardcore motherfucker, you know? Yeah, bro, I'm gonna fucking, you know, I'm gonna get down to this toilet seat over here, bro. And he's got his knife out. He's carving on the toilet seat. I can just picture in his Nike Cortez and his, you know, his leather belt buckle. He's just squatting down, holding onto the toilet seat, carving his initials in there. his gang name in there. I don't know. It's so stupid to me. But also at the same time, like, really, dude, Yeah, I guess it's tagging even though you're not using a spray can. But you're really going to fucking use a knife into a toilet seat? I don't know. It's weird. And isn't it also funny because people put their ass on that? So it's like you're kind of fucking yourself a bit. I put my name down here, bro. But guess what? There's going to be people's ass on that name and shit. You stupid assholes. All right. Well, even besides the toilet, even like, you know, they carve up the sink. They carve in the mirror in the bathroom. It's fucking retards, dude. I really hate gangsters. They're so goddamn pathetic. We gotta have like a crew of people that just go out there and just kill gangsters. That's right. Take them all out. Anyway. I guess what I'm saying is fuck you to people that tag, but especially public bathrooms. It's so below you. Go spray up a wall. I get it. Go tag up a wall if you have the tagging skills. Go tag up a nice wall that people will see. I even enjoy seeing some of the tagging, to be honest with you. If it's not just bullshit, it's like, oh yeah, fucking my gang name here. If it's like a nice, like a picture, it's fucking, you know, it is art. I'll tell you, I'll give you that. It is art. Because I think those spray cans are kind of hard to work with. But if you can pull that shit off, then fucking good for you, buddy. But it's illegal. But if you're good and you do something like really cool, nothing fucking like too gang-related bullshit, like some vato up, fuck all that. If you do some cool shit, all right, I'll be on board with that. That's cool. That's fine. If I had a store and someone tagged like a sick piece, if I was like in the corner, I'd be like, holy shit, that's pretty cool. I wouldn't paint over it. Unless it's somehow offensive to me or other people. Maybe I would paint over it. It doesn't mean it's my business. If I'm in a rough area, fine. If I'm in a bad area, I'd leave it on there. But yeah, why would you go into a bathroom and carve up a toilet? That doesn't make any sense to me. Are you really that hard? Hey, bro, you see my piece in that toilet? In Winter Schnitzel? Anyway. Yeah, fuck you. All right, that's going to do it. That's the end of it, folks. Once again, I don't know if that was kind of gay that I gave you a recipe. I feel kind of gay doing that, but fuck it. Oh, take a drink, asshole. Okay, fine, I will. Okay, that's the show this week. Thanks for joining me. Once again, this has been the Hour of Danger, even though it's a little bit longer than an hour. And I've enjoyed it. You know, and I don't know if I said it enough, but I appreciate you motherfuckers that listen. That's right. You don't have to listen. But some of you do. A handful of you do. We've got quite a bit of hits, more than I expected, with no advertising. So I don't know if I say thank you enough, but thank you. I mean, it means a lot to me. And we'll see you next time. Maybe Lito will come back next time. Maybe he'll be over in sickness, and maybe he'll be back so we can talk about stuff. I got a few things I want to talk to him about that I took out of this show because of that. Planning ahead, baby dolls. All right. And as always, stay dangerous, my friends. Go Niners.